Gospel of Luke, chapter 20. Luke, chapter 20. Verse 41 through 47. 41 through 47. And he said unto them, How say they that Christ is David's son? And David himself saith in the book of Psalms, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies my footstool. David therefore calleth him Lord. How is he then his son? Then in the audience of all the people he said unto his disciples, Beware of the scribes which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets and the highest seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms at feasts, which devour widows' houses, and for a show make long prayers, the same shall receive greater damnation. The title of our message and our thoughts this evening is Beware. Beware. The Lord Jesus Christ himself says to his disciples, Beware. Beware. In verse number 40, after being stumped and humiliated and unable to answer the responses of Jesus Christ, verse number 40 tells us, they durst not ask him any questions at all. From that moment on, they weren't going to ask Jesus anything. They had learned, hopefully, their lesson. And as far as organized affront, they did not ask Jesus any questions at all. And in verse number 41, Jesus goes on the offense. They were coming and asking him this, and they were coming and asking him that, and they were trying to trip him up and to stumble, cause him to stumble. They were unsuccessful. So they stopped asking, and Jesus started asking. Jesus says unto them in verse number 41, How say they that Christ is David's son? As he goes on the offense, they ask these who have been asking him questions, How is it, consider this, how is it that the Christ, the Messiah, can be David's son? When David acknowledges in Psalms 110 that the Christ or the Messiah is his Lord, how is that possible? Christ just asking them, How well do you know Scripture? You're trying to trip me up? Well, let's get over that and you answer me. How can David claim that the Messiah is his son? Christ is the son of David. And how can David say that the Christ, the Messiah, was his Lord? How do you answer that? How do you respond to that? To kind of put it in this vein, how can the Messiah appear after Christ, having appeared, before or after David, after having appeared before David? He had come before and he had come after. How do you answer that? In Matthew chapter 22, this portion of scripture where Christ is asking them these things is found in all three of the synoptic gospels. All three have this question posed and this dilemma put before the people. He says in verse number 42 of Matthew 22, "What think ye of Christ, the Messiah?" So they don't get he's the Christ. They don't get that he's asking them, "Who am I? Who do you think I am? And what is your understanding of my position in all this?" He's just speaking about the Christ, the Messiah. "What think ye of him? Whose son is the Christ?" Whose son is the Messiah? And they gave an answer, didn't they? Verse 42. "They say unto him, the son of David." So in our text, Jesus says, how do these people say that Christ, the Messiah, is the son of David? How is it they can say that in light of the fact that David also calls him his Lord? They're asking or answering that question thusly is found here in Matthew's record. "They said unto him that the Christ is the son of David." The son of David. How is it that they say he is the son of David? In verse number 43, "How then doth David in spirit call him, the Messiah, Lord?" The Christ, the Lord. In Matthew's record and in our other two records, we find that they quote Psalm 110. Psalm 110, I think there's seven verses in that psalm, if I'm not mistaken. And in that psalm, David, from the Old Testament days, said, "The Lord said unto my Lord, God said unto my Lord, God the Father said to the Son, God said to Christ, set thou on my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool." David states that the Christ of Psalm 110, that the Christ was also his Lord. How is all this possible? How is this possible? In Mark chapter 12, Mark 12, Mark 12, verse 35, "And Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, how say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? How is it possible that the Messiah that they were looking for, the Messiah that some were believing may have been Christ, how say they that the Messiah is the son of David, when in verse 36, David himself said, by the Holy Ghost, under the leadership of the Holy Ghost, the Lord, Jehovah God, said to my Lord, the Messiah, the Christ, set thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. He principally said that following the resurrection and the ascension. Following the resurrection and the ascension of Jesus Christ, God said to the Son, set on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. David said, by the Holy Ghost, the Lord said to my Lord, set thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. David, therefore, himself calleth the Messiah, Christ, Lord. David himself called the Messiah, Lord. And whence is he then his son? How can David call him Lord? How can David say he came before him and he be the son of David and come after him? How is this possible? Back in our text of Luke 20, what do you think of Christ? Christ is asking them, what do you think of Christ? Whose son is he? Whose son is he? In verse number 41, how say they that Christ is David's son? They had stated that the Messiah would be through the lineage of David, that the Christ would be David's son, who would come from his seed, who would set upon his throne as the triumphal entry takes place. They cried out, Hosanna, Hosanna. They praised the Son of David. They acknowledged that Christ on that mule was the Messiah, and they called him the Son of David. Many places in the New Testament, many places in the gospel records, they acknowledge that Jesus was the Messiah, the Christ, and that the Messiah, the Christ, was the Son of David. 2 Samuel chapter 7, Isaiah 11, Jeremiah 23, Micah 5 are Old Testament places and references where the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one, the coming one, is said to be the Son of David. Matthew 1:1, Matthew 21:9, Mark 10:48. All three places that we've read from the Gospels in chapter 20 of Luke and 22 of Matthew and 12 of Mark, they all state that the Messiah, the Christ, was the Son of David. And so Christ poses this question, how say they that Christ is David's son? And in our text, he acknowledges Psalms 110. And he asks the question in verse number 44. David therefore calleth him Lord, the Messiah Lord. How is he then David's son? How is it possible? What do you think of Christ? Whose son is he? They would have said, well, he's the son of David. Christ would have then said, well, how can he be the son of David? How can the Messiah, the Christ, be the son of David? And David acknowledge him as Lord, as having come before him, as being eternal, as being the Creator. How is this possible? The only answer to the questions that Jesus Christ is asking is that Jesus must be God and he must be man. He must be both. And this is the dilemma that they're faced with. How do they answer this question that Jesus poses before them? How do they answer and say he's the son of David when David said he's also his Lord? How do they answer that without acknowledging that Christ is the Messiah, Jesus is the Messiah, and being the Messiah, the appointed one, the sent one, the chosen one, how do we answer this question and identify him as the son of David, but also the Lord of David? They didn't want to acknowledge that Jesus Christ must be God, while at the same time he is man. They're questioning his authority. They're calling his position into question. Who are you? What right do you have to do these things? What right do you have to say these things? They're trying to trip him up and make him look bad, and they fail at every corner. And so Jesus asked them, how is it that your own scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees and your religious leaders, how is it they say that Christ is the son of David when David says the Christ is his Lord? The only way that can be possible is if Christ the Messiah was God and man. As eternal God, the Messiah is David's Lord. As man, he is David's son. They had claimed that the Messiah would be the son of David. Jesus has claimed to be the Son of God. How do they make these points meet? He is lifting up the thought. You want to know where my authority came from? You want to know what right I have? My authority comes from above. That's where I came from. David looked for the Messiah, and David said the Messiah would be his son, would rule from his throne. And you and your leaders answer the fact that Christ would be the son of David, but the Messiah is also the son of God, is also David's Lord. I have all authority. We've been looking at this now, I think, for the entire month of January on Sunday nights, now this being the first Sunday of February. And with all this said and his answering their questions and now his posing questions, lifting him up as the one who has all authority, he says, beware. Beware. How say they that Christ is David's son when David has said the Messiah is his Lord? How do these two things gel? How do these two things agree with each other? They couldn't answer it without giving Christ glory. And in verse number 45, then in the audience of all the people, now pay attention, beware. Who's he saying that to? Who's he speaking that to? Verse 45, then in the ears of all the people that were around about there, he said unto his disciples. Did you catch that? Everybody's listening, but not everybody's going to hear. Everybody's listening, but not very many are going to understand. They have been wrestling with his authority, denying his authority, denying that he had all authority, denying that he had the right to do what he was doing and to say what he was saying. And when he poses this question, how do the leaders of your people say that Christ is David's son when David claimed that the Christ would be his Lord, his King? And when they can't answer this and they're silenced once again, Jesus says, and everybody's listening, but he says unto his disciples, he says to his disciples, beware of the scribes. Beware of those false religions. Be aware of those false believers. Beware of them. He's saying that to God's people. He has said repeatedly to you and to me and to his people here in the book of Luke and to his people throughout all ages. He has cried out to us to pay attention, to get the point, to come out and be separate, to distinguish ourselves, to be obedient, to understand who Christ was, to understand he had all authority, to understand he had the right to do everything he did because he was God and because he was the Son of Man. And he has the right to tell us, as only he does, to beware. Beware of the scribes. The scribes, we believe, were made up of Pharisees and Sadducees, a little bit of both parties. These elders of the people, these people who had set up a lot of the organization around the temple. And all this began with Christ purging the temple and driving them all out and driving out their commercialism and their wanting to know what right he had to do all of this. He says, beware of the scribes. Beware of the world. Beware of friendship with the world. Amen. Beware of false churches. Beware of false doctrines. Beware of false teachers. Beware of the scribes, these leaders of yours, or these leaders of the Jews, not these disciples' leader, of course. They desire to walk in long robes. They love to walk the streets and stand on the corner in their long robes. And I believe, like the priests in the Old Testament, they would have bells upon the hems of their garments as they moved to make sure they had everybody's attention. They desired to walk in long robes. They desired to receive long greetings in the markets. They love to have the highest seat, the most important place in the synagogues and the chief rooms at feasts. seems as though at feasts and weddings and special get-togethers, things would take place in rooms and in designated areas. And your room where you would be sent depended upon your importance. And they desired the chief room at the feasts. They devoured widows' houses. Widows are the most vulnerable people in the Bible, particularly widows who have no means of help. Widows indeed. A widow indeed is a widow who has no family, no means of support, no one to help. These religious guys, they devoured widows' houses. And to impress people and draw attention to themselves, they would make long prayers and try to sound just so educated and so theological. But to the words, beware, as Christ says to his disciples, and everybody else is listening, he says to his disciples, beware of these guys. Why should we beware of them? The same shall receive greater damnation. Greater damnation. What do you think of Christ? Whose son is he? Well, he's the son of David. Then how did David claim that the Christ would be his Lord, would be his king? What do you think of Christ? Is he the Lord? Is he the Creator? Is he king? Is he eternal? Their only response could be, well, the Messiah is both God and man. And indeed, in Scripture, he's called the Son of God as well as the Son of Man. The only answer is Jesus must be God and man, and indeed he was. And they have no answer for this. They have nothing to respond with. They're left with egg on their faces again. And all of this is building to that moment when they're going to cry out, crucify him, we're sick of hearing him. We're sick of hearing what he has to say, and we're sick of hearing about what he does and what he's doing. They couldn't acknowledge that he was indeed the Christ, God in the flesh as well as man. And all of this dialogue and this back and forth will ultimately end up with their crying out for him to be crucified. Let's get this guy off of our hands. Crucify him. And Jesus Christ says to the disciples, and he says to us, beware of the religionists. Beware of the false religions. Beware of the false doctrines. Beware of the false preachers and ministers and witnesses. Beware of them. Because although they walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets and the highest seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms at feasts, and they devour the widow's house and for a show make long prayers, beware of them because they will receive the greater damnation. That's not something you want to share in, is it? As the disciples of Christ, we don't want a part of that damnation, that judgment. But those who didn't understand these things, didn't believe these things, didn't accept these things, would eventually, though they may experience all the benefits of religion, they would experience greater damnation. God is seeking servants. The Lord Jesus is seeking servants. He's not seeking celebrities. He's looking for servants today, not celebrities. And he calls us to beware, lest we be spending our time trying to be some kind of a celebrity when we need to be humbly serving the Lord. Let us who know the truth, let us who God has taught the truth, let us who know that Jesus was the Son of Man but also the Son of God, let us understand that he was the Son of David as well as the Lord of David. Let us who understand that beware not to fall in to those paths and those temptations and those trials. Let's stand together, have a verse of song.